It's quite a contrast, and now I'm zocheh to learn with you Ba'avir de'Eretz Yisrael Shemachkin, in contrast to 2 days ago when we learned the halacha from the daily daf from the city of Rome. And may we be zocheh to go up to Eretz Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, and all experience the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as the dramatic contrast of learning Torah in the place that celebrated the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash to a place where we are building towards B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Geula Shlema of Klal Yisrael. On Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Ksubis, we have a very important klal in regards to the status of someone who is in ones. The Gemara tells us that if a woman has been raped, even if at the end it was sofa beratzon, that there was pleasure that was involved, it wasn't a violent rape, it was tchilasa ba'ones v'sofa beratzon. So then in such a case, the Gemara has a discussion, do we consider that ones a ratzon? And we have a blanket rule from Rava, two lines into the wide end of Aleph and Beis, kol shetchilasa ba'ones v'sofa beratzon, afil hi omeres hinichalo, even if the woman says that it's okay, after the initial ones, nevertheless, the halacha is we consider it an ones. And yatzar albasha, and that the yetzer hara, which was initiated by the ma'anes, is what changed her mind. And the Gemara says, that's what the pasuk says, he lo nispasa, that only a woman becomes aser to her husband who's a Yisrael, if she's not been raped. But once she was nitbas, then in such a case, she was grabbed, so then in such a case, even if it's sofa baratzon, the halacha is that she's considered an ones. Now this halacha in regards to ones actually plays itself out in Arachayim in Hilchos Brachos. In Simen Reish Dalid, Sif Ches, the Rama has a case of ones, in a case of weird, a person was forced to eat something. And says Rama, almost the exact parallel to our Gemara, Iman Sua Lechol Oilishtois, that if Reuven forces Shimon to drink something or eat something, even if the palate enjoys it, nevertheless, the halacha is that one would not make a bracha afterwards, in this case, a bracha achrona, or for that matter, if he has the opportunity to make a bracha rishona, but he's just being forced based on circumstance, but he'd be able to say the bracha, not like the case that we had earlier in Elul Naris, where the food was forced down his throat. In such a case, there is no bracha nevertheless. Points out the Magen Avram that it's like our sugya. Magen Avram knew Nashim as well. That in Daphne and Aleph Amabez and Ksuba says the Magen Avram, the Dami Lishish Tchila Banus Vesav Bratzan Tichashvin and Lay Onis. So what would emerge at first glance is that every time a person's in a situation of Onis, they would not make a bracha. This stands in contrast at first glance, and of course the Chiluk will be obvious in a moment, with the halacha of Yom HaKippurim, where a person is an ones because they're sick. If a person is ones and sick and has to eat, the halacha is as spelled out in Simen Tafresh Yud Ches, that they would, for example, bench there. That's what Tafresh Yud Ches Yud they're speaking about. The Mechaber says that someone who ate on Yom HaKippurim also bulmos, and is now able to make a bracha, they weren't able to prior, then they even bench, and they say Yal V'Yavo, and there are many other halachos that go into the brachos that relate to an individual Yom HaKippurim, even though they were in ones. The obvious difference between the two is as follows. The Chachma Shlomo points out Simen Tafresh Yud Gimel that in the case of where they needed to eat, it's because their body needed the hanas achila. It could very well be that they don't look forward to eating, that but they have to eat, and al pi halacha they're supposed to eat. In fact, the Brisker Rav is reported to have said that someone who fasts when they're supposed to eat, they're not considered as if they're fasting, and they would not be able to get an aliyah on Yom HaKippurim, because if they're supposed to eat, then the halacha mandates that that is what they're supposed to do on Yom HaKippurim. I'll add that Rav Chizkio Nevensal told me that there was one, it was an added fast day that had been added in the Old City for something, and Rav Chizkio had said to Rav Nevensal that that he was happy to see that he had listened to the doctor who had said that he shouldn't fast. And Rav Chizkiyahu had inferred it because either Rav Nevinzal didn't daven for the Amud, or he didn't get an Aliyah. Maybe it was even a day that had Kriyas HaTorah, and he didn't take an Aliyah. Maybe that was the story. I think that's what it was, that it was a tainus, and he told the Gabbai not to give him Aliyah. So Rav Chizkiyahu assumed that that was because he hadn't fasted. So Rav Nevinzal said to him, how do you know that that's the reason? In other words, that maybe the reason why he didn't get the Aliyah was because he was fasting, but he was mesupik that the doctor had said to him that he is not supposed to fast. So therefore, he's not supposed to get an Aliyah either. So on Yom HaKippurim, the halacha mandates that if the body needs to eat, so then in such a case, you make a bracha. We learn in Reish Dalid that the halacha is that someone forces you don't make a bracha. The chiluk is obvious. When it comes to the case of Reish Dalid, over there, there's an instance where there wasn't a particular need for the person to eat. The person didn't need to eat, but they were forced to eat. So then in such a case, even if it happens to be that the chich is nana, then they don't make a bracha. But in a case where the body itself needs it, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that one would make a bracha. So that's the difference between those two cases. The woman doesn't have to have bia, so even if it was a sofa baratzon, just like in the case of achila, the person didn't need to eat, then the halacha is they don't make a bracha. Ein hachanami. According to this analysis, if the person needed to eat and was forced, then they would make a bracha. Now, the Chashuche Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, raises that according to Rav Yashiv, the way we just broke it down is actually not so simple. He points out that Rav Yashiv was of the following opinion. In a case of where an individual doesn't need to eat, but needs to take a pill on Yom HaKippurim, and the only thing that they could do in this case, the pill, Rav Zilberstein points out, lichatchila should be broken down into water and so on. Please consult with your Rav if such an instance comes up. But this was a case where the individual was definitely a chola, and they had not broken up the pill beforehand, and the only way that they'd be able now to have the pill go down is with water. So now the question was that if they're drinking water and they're enjoying the water, in such a case, do you make a bracha? So, l'chura, at first glance, this would be the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, and see the Gra over there as well, that in a case of where a person is forced due to an exterior factor, even if ultimately they have hana, so then in such a case, they would not make a bracha. However, Rav Zilberstein quotes that Rav Yashiv, also on our daf, in the Ha'aros, in Meseches Ksubis, on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, came to the opposite conclusion. And he said that since the person is thirsty in this case, it's Yom HaKippurim, if he's already thirsty, then he would make a bracha on the water. And he, Rav Yashiv, differentiated and said that our halacha and Siman Reish Dalet and the Magen Avraham is only talking about an individual that's not interested in eating or deriving benefit from the food. They're not hungry. But if they would be thirsty or hungry, in such a case, even if there was a situation, an exterior force that's ones, ma'anes them, that forces them, like when it comes to the need to take the pill with water, or in the case of an individual whose doctor says they need to eat, that we saw mefurish in Tafresh Yud Ches, that the halacha is that they make a bracha. So too, in this case, Rav Yashiv was mechadesh, that this would also be considered a hana. I leave this sugya open for Gedolei Torah to be machria. Of course, one should always, with all of our discussions, ask one's Rav. This is in no way here to be machria. The Shaila, I've just returned to Eretz Yisrael, and I haven't had the opportunity to discuss today's daf with my Rabbi Rav Nevinzal. I'm not sure if Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree with this position of Rav Yashiv, but I throw it out in the Beis Medrash, Lahagdil Torah L'Adira, and what we have taken away for practice is that in general, the rule is Tchiloso Ba'ones V'Sofo B'Ratzon. The rule is the person is considered Ones, and therefore one does not make a bracha in a case of where it was Tchiloso Ba'ones by eating, and it was Sofo B'Ratzon. The question is whether we limit that case only to an individual that doesn't want it, that prior to the ones had no interest in the achila or in the bia. But what happens if they were thirsty, but they didn't partake because it was Yom Kippur, but they were having hana? In such a case, Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying that they would make a bracha. This concludes a fascinating halacha from Artzenu HaKdosha, from Ksubis, Daf Nun Aleph on the base.